I am Rare Nadir, and I will expose the Church of the Unpeeled for the fraud that it is. Some may enjoy living under the boot heel of a world government, but you should know, there is a dark side to the Church of the Unpeeled. I have access to many tapes, recordings of goings-on within the church. Today, the only way I feel safe sharing them is inside my underground bunker. It may not be politically correct to criticize the Church of the Unpeeled, but by God, the Political Correctness Amendment is the 30th Amendment, and freedom of speech is the First Amendment. I take a stand for these United States, and I say, not all men, and I'll also say, I am 100% straight. And finally, let me go even farther, I risk incarceration with this next statement. The Church of the Unpeeled is a cult. It is a gay banana cult. Yes. Oh, that felt good. All right, let's listen to these tapes. Before the Church of the Unpeeled took over the whole world, they had crappy little offices and strip malls everywhere. And the man who would become the Unpeeled Messiah, Thomas Hart, is doubtful in this thing I'm about to relay to you. Mary and Byron are trying to convince him right now.
So you're saying you worship a banana?
Not just any banana. Our Lord and Savior, Banana Nogmos.
Why would a banana create us?
To be fruitful and multiply. Yes, let's multiply right now, the three of us.
What?
I'm proposing three-way sex.
So this is a sex cult.
That part's optional, but encouraged. Why are you here, Thomas?
I'm desperate. I am actually a sex addict. I was kicked out of the Church of Scientology for it. I need direction in my life. So I'm trying to keep an open mind.
Yes, Thomas. A mind is like a banana. It works best when it's open.
True of other orifices, too.
That's disgusting. And I told you, I have an addiction. Can you lay off it?
Thomas, this is the objectively correct religion. It's backed by science.
So you know for a fact that God is a banana?
Let me show you. Look, this is the Bananonomicon. It contains within it the location of every banana on Earth.
Hmm.
Look at these coordinates. 30.13 degrees north, 97.45 degrees west. That's where we are. So there must be a banana somewhere in this room.
There's a banana in Byron's front pocket. That's obvious.
And I'm happy to see you.
Hey, man, if you want a convert, get out of here. I am not interested.
Yes, Byron, please give us some space.
Good slack.
Look, Thomas, I know you think the Bananonomicon is ridiculous.
It's absurd.
Okay, that's just how you feel. But it took me 3 years to share that secret with Byron, and he paid dues the entire time.
Oh, wow.
If you want to, later, we can go out and use the Bananonomicon to find bananas in the outside world. I know that this seems ridiculous. I know. But occasionally, if you open yourself up to absurdity, beautiful things can happen.
Byron returns, wearing a banana costume. But listen to what Mary thinks of this.
Banana Nogmos is here! Kneel before the great potassium provider!
Yes! It is I, Banana Nogmos!
What? You people are ridiculous!
You could still just kneel out of respect.
Stand tall, Thomas! Yes, I know your name!
Yes, I introduced myself to you, Byron.
Let me induct you into the trifolded mysteries. I am the fruit and the pill, and you, Thomas, you are the holy seed.
Yeah, I know, Byron. You want my seed. I get it.
Thomas, you have a wish burning deep inside you. You have ruined your relationships with hypersexuality.
You're actually right about that.
You are looking for a community. You are looking for answers.
And a divine banana has one? Okay, what do?
Go bananas. Join our church and go bananas. Spread the holy seed.
Spread the holy seed. This is a sex cult. I'm done.
No, it's not a sex cult.
Shank.
Unbelievable. We skipped banana initiation, showed him the banana nomicon, and demonstrated the miracle of transbananification. We still just couldn't convince him.
Oh, the three of us would have made the most delicious peanut butter and banana sandwich.
If you were the peanut butter and he was the banana, I would have been the two pieces of bread wrapped around both of you.
They say their religion is backed by science. They say that queer three-way sex is optional. And they say that I'm crazy. I'll show them. I'll show them all! That's what sane people say, right? Chief among the church's ridiculous operations is their stupid, stupid podcast. It's much worse than the one you're listening to now. And let's degrade the quality of our listening experience by hearing what they have to say.
Hey, welcome to the Banana Zone.
In this, our first episode, Will and I will introduce the Church of the Unpeeled.
Hallelujah.
My life is so wholesome once I let the divine yeller in it. Fresh fruit.
Delicious.
Fellowship.
Glorious.
Constant gay sex.
Very optional.
But encouraged. And so many bananas. Bananas every day.
In every way. There's fried bananas.
Baked bananas.
Banana nut muffins.
Banana cream pies.
Banana-based guacamole.
Eaten with banana chips.
Banana pizza. And banana-based DMT.
What's DMT?
Why, it's just a very powerful hallucinogen that only lasts a short little time.
I've never heard of it before. You can make drugs out of bananas?
Oh, why, Banana Nogmas offers us this powerful chemical. And so that means you gotta try it. Now I got me a suitcase full of it right here.
Oh, wow. I've never smoked anything before. This is kind of scary.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to feel about it. And a healthy respect for the chemical is quite a good thing.
All right. Here I go.
Lighter, lighter, lighter.
Banana almighty! So many fractal patterns! What is going on?
Oh, that's just the surface, baby. You just a scratching the surface. Come on, keep on going.
Lighter, lighter, lighter. There's a lighter.
Cubes of air everywhere.
Yeah, now it's time for you to come on breakthrough. Come on, get there. Come on, come on.
I don't know if I can handle it.
Well, it's time for you to meet God. Well, come on. No, I'm just kidding. Come on, that's it. Come on.
Liar, liar, liar.
There he is, Banana Nogmas, in all his glory.
That's it. You see him, You see him, Christopher? You broken through, buddy?
I see the fruit, the peel, and the holy seed of Jesus Christ, all in one glorious, glorious fruit.
Oh, I see Banana Nogmas, too. Not real sure who Jesus is. In every blade of grass I see him. And Banana Nogmas, he is the peel, baby.
Why did they think hallucinating on the air was cool? And who's this Jesus fellow? Who knows?
It's an idiotic podcast, unlike this podcast, and I'm cool, and they suck. And let's witness Murder Banana next. The Church of the Unpeeled claims to be 100% peaceful, but nothing could be farther from the truth. A 69-year-old white man is handcuffed to a metal table, and his business suit is covered in vomit.
Remove this blindfold, you dirty, lowborn ingrates! Don't you know who I am?
We know exactly who you are. You are Carl Lindner, the CEO of Chiquita Banana. You have been called here to answer for your crimes against bananity.
You stand accused of impinging on bananular biodiversity. There are so many banana cultivars across the globe, but Chiquita only ever cultivated the short yellow Cavendish.
But the Cavendish bananas are amazing. Customers love the durable peel and the lack of seeds.
Exactly. There are no seeds. The clonal reproduction of the Cavendish makes them vulnerable. Without sexual reproduction to produce seeds, every Cavendish in the world is vulnerable to the next Panama disease. Mr. Lindner's decision to solely cultivate the Cavendish at the expense of every other type of banana is responsible for this grave vulnerability.
It is true that Chiquita popularized bananas around the globe, but you are guilty of so much. Because of you, bananas are synonymous with the Cavendish, a wonderful but very limited fruit. Your negligence threatens the very existence of bananas today.
Why don't we end this farce and let me go home? You've made your point.
No amount of protest can save you from divine visitation!
You have been peeled and tasted and found wanting.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Don't do it! Please!
You have had enough chances, Carl!
Wilhelm scream.
As you can see, the Church of the Unpeeled is nothing but a bunch of jackfruited thugs. They went after titans of industry like Carl Lindner, Melon Husk, and Jeffrey B's Booze. Only I alone defend these incredible creatures. For humans are creatures too, and so are corporations. What do you conservationists have to say about that, huh? Okay, now look. The Church of the Unpeeled is gay. We all know it. But why? Why is that? I'm here to blow the lid off of this conspiracy. Let's check out Thomas, the bananular messiah, Byron, the creepy guy that kept trying to get in his pants, and Mary, the person who failed to recruit Thomas into the church. Well, she failed at first. Mary is on her deathbed.
My husband's... Come closer.
Well, what is it, Mary?
Oh, thank God, she's awake.
I want you both to know how much I love you.
Oh, we know, honey.
We'll always remember being here for you, darling.
There's something I want for the two of you.
Oh, what's that?
I don't want the two of you to be alone after I'm gone.
Oh, we'll find other people.
You don't have to.
Oh, dear. She fell asleep again.
What could she have meant?
I guess it's a mystery.
Thomas, have you ever thought about... You know, us? The two of us?
What? You were actually interested? I thought that was just part of your recruitment bit, tempting people with sex.
I don't know how I could have been more obvious, and you turned me down.
Well, you did come on a little strong.
I know.
But over the years, I have felt closer to you. I see how happy you make Mary, but maybe this isn't the time for the conversation.
this is exactly the time. Banana Nogmos is bringing me to the great banana fields in the sky.
You're awake again?
I want to know that you'll be happy without me.
Well, I mean, we will miss you terribly.
But you'll have each other sexually.
What?
Are you down for a deathbed three-way?
That's outrageous. Hell yeah.
By gum, I guess this is happening.
By gum, we're smash cutting to the end of that.
Wow, that was my first gay experience ever.
How was it for you?
Fantastic.
Oh, it looks like she died halfway through.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Well, happily, I'm sure we were not touching her both at the same time.
Let's go home.
Everyone should try a gay kiss at least once. It's so different and beautiful. I should write that down.
And as we all know, that is exactly what he did. In the newest religious text of the Church of the Unpeeled, the Book of Thomas 1:1, try a gay kiss once. This is where the homosexual agenda of the church was cemented. And I'm mad about it. Because not everybody is gay. Like me, for instance. I am 100% straight. The thoughts I have about men are completely normal. Normal! But the Church of the Unpale to become the most powerful organization to ever exist, it first had to become the richest organization to ever exist. Somehow, listeners, it all came from an outrageous, ridiculous podcast. The Banana Zone. Christopher, the MC, who had never taken DMT before, is hosting with Byron. This was right after Byron and Thomas got married.
Byron, your presence has electrified the atmosphere here at BananaCon. This pledge drive is guaranteed to pull in thousands of dollars.
And I'm not the only special guest on the podcast today.
Oh, that's right, listeners. Tonight, we're also bringing in Linda Lurkstrom, who just finished killing Carl Lindner with a chainsaw.
That son of a bitch had it coming.
All right, y'all. Since this is just a pledge drive, we're just going to get right to it. Let's go in a circle. Repeat after me. Give us your money.
Give us your money.
Give us your money.
Wow, this is amazing radio. And we pulled in $10,000. Let's do it again. Give us...
Wait, Christopher. I have an idea. Rather than repeating the phrase, give us your money, over and over again, what if I, as a high-ranking member of the church, performed miracles for money?
Whoa.
What?
That's right. Listeners... For every 10,000 donated, a different miracle.
I didn't think this show could get any better, but it just did.
Then, get ready. I summon the power, and...
Zap.
Oh my God, listeners, Christopher's tie was dark yellow, and now...
Now it is light yellow, and I can't believe my eyes!
As we all know, complete control over the color yellow is just one of the many boons granted in the higher levels of the church.
Oh, what an amazing podcast!
We're barely getting started, folks. We just passed $25,000!
Another miracle, then!
Oh, I can't wait to narrate exactly what happens.
Crackety, crackety, crack knuckles.
Everyone, witness the miracle!
Levitation!
Oh, I am raised a full foot in the air!
What a riveting description!
Banana Nogmos the Almighty! We just went from $25,000 to $100,000!
I wonder what we could do with more miracles!
Linda, you are revolutionizing podcasting as we know it! You're just showing us that rather than just asking for money, for half an hour straight, Listeners want content.
Christopher, I will perform a miracle on you next.
Where did he go? What did you do to Christopher?
What are you talking about, Byron? I'm right here.
But that means...
That's right. I turned Chris invisible.
What an incredible miracle for a podcast. Color changes, levitation, and invisibility.
Oh, this has to be the best podcast of all time. Linda, the miracles you've worked are beyond astounding, and they translate so well to an audio medium.
We just made $11 million!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
$11 million? We can do even better!
How could we possibly do better?
I have one last miracle.
Zappity zoo! And Linda silenced everyone at BananaCon, including herself, for performing this miracle live on the air. Linda, Byron, and Christopher raised 50 quintillion dollars. Why did this work? What ridiculous audio content? I don't understand. Poo-poo! Now listen, I've often said that I am 100% straight. And let me just show you how straight I am. I'm in a padded cell with my therapist, William, who is also a co-host of the Banana Zone. Why is he a therapist that's also a co-host of the Banana Zone? Don't ask questions. Look, people are multifaceted, all right?
Oh boy, you said you's gonna join the Church of the Unpeeled? Well, that'd be an incredible step for you.
Yes, and I'm definitely doing this for the right reasons.
I know you're just trying to get out of the hospital, but this'll help you to integrate into society.
I can't wait to be around all those gay people.
Yeah, that's right. And to join the Church of the Unpeeled, first, we shall meditate on the sublime nature of the banana. See, the golden banana. See the golden ratio there? Behold the sacred geometry.
I see it.
Describe it for me.
It's thick and yellow and long and curved and veiny.
Now I'm gonna unpeel it for you. This here represents you opening your mind to banana nogmos.
The banana feels so nice in my hands.
Yeah, that's right. Go touch the peel, then touch the fruit. Discover the holy banana within all your senses. Now, taste the banana. Oh, but don't chew or swallow.
Okay. I got hearing.
Yeah, that's right. In that mouthful there, Rare, that's a holy seed.
I don't have your holy seed in my mouth.
Uh-huh, now swallow.
Wow, you've opened my eyes.
Ooh-wee. Oh, now, Rare, whew. We reached that last step of the banana initiation. You must now... go bananas! Come on!
Okay.
Well,
what does that mean?
It means different things to different people, different strokes for different folks. Just trust yourself and go bananas. Whatever that means to you.
Well, I don't know what to do. Why don't you just tell me what you did and then I'll do that?
Well, we can't tell you what to do. Only you can know. Look within yourself.
I'm straight. I'm straight. I'm straight. He's straight. He's straight. I'm straight. Straight, straight. I am so very straight. I do not think of you as a sex object. No, I do not, my friend. Because you see, I'm straight, straight, straight. He's straight, straight, straight. He's straight, straight, straight. He's straight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, real convincing there, pal.
Can I get out of the hospital now?
Well... I reckon you went bananas, so... sure.
And that's how I escaped. Listeners, I want to reiterate, in case you didn't catch it, I am 100% straight. I definitely don't think about William's sharp cheekbones and piercing blue eyes regularly. I spend no time at all, in the evenings, wondering what he looks like naked. Never. Never! I am 100% straight. Look, enough about how straight I am. If there ever is enough of that topic, let's instead get back to how dumb the church is. Like the Banana Zone, their podcast we've been following. You remember the two hosts, Chris and William? Let's listen to the famous interview of their messiah, Thomas.
All right. You ready, folks? Come on. Now let's start recording now. Welcome, listeners, to...
Bzzz. Hang on there, Will. There's a bee flying around our studio.
Oh!
Our recording studio.
How the hell did that get in here?
Guys, I'm allergic to bee stings. Can you get it out of here?
Oh, no! I'll try to squish it.
Buzz, buzz. Thomas, I'm real sorry about this. We generally don't get bees in here.
It's all right.
I can't seem to get it. I'm going to try to find a rolled up newspaper or something. That's what they do in the cartoons.
Well, there ain't any newspapers around here, but I got me a saucepan. Now, here you go.
Bzzz. Clang, clang, saucepan. Clang, clang. Clang,
bzzz, bzzz. Bang, clang.
Clang, clang, clangity, clang.
Yeah, good thing we ain't recording yet.
Clang, clang, clang.
This audio sure would be incredibly annoying. Yeah.
It's a good thing nobody has to listen to this.
Clang, bzz, clang, 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 clang.
Nope, Chris. Oh, shoot, did you just ruin the microphone?
It's cracked.
All right, Chris, go on down to the fries and get us a new microphone.
All right, I'll be right back, folks.
Ow! It stung me.
Oh no, that's pretty embarrassing. The famous Thomas Hardy's getting stung here in my studio.
It's not embarrassing. I am allergic to bee stings.
Yeah, well, you know, the important freaking thing is to not panic.
The important freaking thing is to get my EpiPen, you moron. It's in my...
Oh, my Nana Dogmas, help me. Okay, yeah, here.
Ow!
Ooh, okay. That was an ink pen, not an EpiPen. All right, sorry. Come on now. Sorry. Here.
Ah!
Oh.
My God, thank you.
Oh, God. Man, you just almost died on me.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I guess, I reckon you probably, you don't want to do the interview at this point, huh?
I mean, I don't, but the show must go on.
I'm back, folks. I got another microphone we can hook up real quick.
All right. Okay. Well, we got everything we need here. Finally, let's get it rolling. Come on. All right. All right. Now, welcome, listeners, to the Banana Zone. today we got us a real special guest with us here. We got Thomas Hart here, folks. Come on, give him a round of applause. Thomas, would you please introduce yourself to anyone at home who doesn't know you already?
Well...
I've been getting a note from our audio engineers right now, and it looks like we done run out of studio time, so we just gonna have to cut this podcast short here. Join us next week, folks, for more amazing content.
Incredible job, Thomas.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. That was awesome, man. We're gonna get some converts from that performance for sure.
But I didn't say anything.
Yet somehow, listeners, the podcast hosts were right. Hundreds of millions of people flocked to the Church of the Unpeeled after this episode, like lemmings. I don't know why. You don't know why. Nobody knows why. Tylenol? ? Welcome, listeners, to the final episode of the Banana Nogmostic Mysteries. Why, you may ask, is this the final episode? Well... Listeners, I've made the points I wanted to make. Overall, the Church of the Unpeeled is a violent, autocratic religion full of dummies. Dummies! But the dummiest thing they did, the dummiest thing of all, was pass the political correctness amendment. A-plus dummying, people. Top tier. Unbelievable dummying. I can't believe it. You can't believe it. Listen, in this tape, Thomas Hart was just elected president of the Earth in perpetuity, which made the whole planet a theocratic dictatorship. Thomas Hart is addressing Linda, the person who murdered Carl Linner with a chainsaw. You remember her British accent, and now listen to how they destroyed our republic.
We have successfully united all the governments of Earth. World peace at last.
What are you going to do with total world domination?
First and foremost, by executive order, everyone on Earth will receive one free banana per week. Let's make that the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. One banana per person per week.
Brilliant!
And I'm not done. By presidential decree, all banana cultivars will be grown at the same rate. Not just the Cavendish. Make that the 29th Amendment. All bananas are cultivated equal.
Incredible!
Finally, Linda, you know my story. I came to my queerness so late in life. I wonder if the world was less transphobic, less homophobic, would I have come to myself sooner?
I'm sure you would have.
The 30th Amendment. Don't be mean to queer people.
But Thomas, what if they deserve it?
The 30th Amendment. Don't be mean to queer people unless they deserve it.
Brilliant. We'll call it the Political Correctness Amendment. Thomas, it's time for your victory speech.
Yes, yes. Let's address the press.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Camera's flicking.
Ladies and gentlemen and bananas, I address you all here today. Know that I shall represent all of you equally in my government, from the Cavendish bananas of the Philippines to the rhino horn bananas of Africa, to the red dakas of India. I will consider all of your interests equally and secondarily humanity. Human beings matter too, inasmuch as they produce bananas. Contrary to popular belief, you do not have to be gay to be part of the Church of the Unpeeled. I just encourage everyone to try gay kiss once. You might like it one time. If you try it, you might like it. But our homosexual agenda is tertiary to the cultivation of all the bananas in the world. The fruit from God. Utopia. Banana utopia is here.
And that was it, listeners. And this whole situation terrified me. Don't be mean to queer people unless they deserve it. Try a gay kiss once. He admitted the homosexual agenda of the world government. What does that mean? Is the Church of the Unpeeled forcing me to be gay? Well, I'm not gay, listeners. I am 100% straight, as I've been saying. And I think it's high time for straight people to have their own church. I am founding it right now. The Church of the Divine Orange. Our heavenly orange will roll over the mushy bananas, and we will topple the statues in the Church of the Unpeeled. We will pope the offerings. We will overthrow the world government and start again. And then, when Thomas Hart's head is under my boot, I will ask him a question. I will ask, Orange, you glad? I didn't say bananas.
It is I, Banana Nogmos. If you liked this state-sponsored propaganda, you could subscribe, review it, or send it to a friend or a foe. All must know. Spread the holy seed. Spread it.